You're listening to the Youth Crick Podcast on KHZ Network. Find us on Facebook at WUNG Radio and find us on Twitter at WUNG. If you like this episode, please leave a like and comment on our iTunes page at KHZ Network. And now for the podcast.
Take that as a yes.
What?
The ring.
The world remains in mourning after the death of Superman. Violence, acts of war, and terrorism are all on the rise.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Youth Critic Podcast. I'm joined with...
Brandon Cooley.
Christopher, who loves seeing terrible movies, apparently.
What's your last name again?
I don't know.
Didn't it start with a P?
A famous Gerald.
Yeah, you figure it out. I don't know.
Anyway, so we just watched Justice League. I don't know about you guys, but...
It's fresh hot takes right out of the Justice League oven, everybody.
Yep, we're doing a lot better. We'll bring you more takes than Rotten Tomatoes right now.
Yeah, we don't know what Rotten Tomatoes thinks yet.
Because as of right now, Rotten Tomato has not leaked or not presented the tomato meter. So, with that said, guys, I think this is just forgettable. I think this movie is just absolutely forgettable.
Man, guys, I had a great time. I didn't.
This is so weird.
It was a time, and I think that time was 2 hours.
It's
like the joke is that, like, you know, there's overwhelmed and underwhelmed. Then what is normal whelmed? I think I just figured it out. I was whelmed by Justice League.
It was approved by a committee that they liked this, and it was under 2 hours, and there were superheroes in it, and there was a villain.
A joke every 10 minutes by the Flash.
Yep.
Well, by everyone, actually.
Everyone.
Even Batman had a joke.
Oh my God, I almost forgot Aquaman was in this movie.
Oh yeah, who's Aquaman?
I was just thinking about the lasso scene. Oh, spoilers. But I was just thinking about the lasso scene with Aquaman in it. That doesn't spoil anything.
Oh, spoilers.
And I just, full on spoilers, because who cares? I was just thinking about that scene with the lasso, and I was like, oh my God, I forgot that. I'm starting to forget it. It's like Memento or whatever.
It's like in It when you're already forgetting the adventure you had.
What?
That's in the second part of the miniseries.
I don't know.
Forgot you didn't see it.
No, I did. I don't remember it. Speaking of not remembering... Brandon, what is the favorite thing you forgot about Justice League?
This is probably not the worst superhero movie, but it's the most forgettable I've seen in a long time.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
worse out there, but I remember like 2 things from this movie. I don't know, like memorable scenes, you know? Like there's nothing really that... At least Batman v Superman had that action scene at the end with Batman destroying everybody, you know? Like at least it had moments that it was...
Oh, the warehouse fight?
Yeah, and then it had the scene in the court... Not the courtroom, but the Capitol building.
That
was nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
This has nothing. Like this.
Well, the movie doesn't take time. I don't know. The post production on this movie is a mystery. Kale, do you want to tell everybody about that? You probably remember better than I do.
I mean, we'll go into this in another week when we get to all the DC. When we go to like our Thanksgiving roundup. But
I guess to be brief about it, it's just. It was studio mandated that this movie be at 2 hours, and I think it was exactly 2 hours long, including credits and post-credits.
By a certain studio executive we will not name, Kevin Tesoro!
That guy. But apparently, so it was made to be 2 hours, and boy, do you feel that this is just like, there is no room to breathe in this movie. Nothing ever just, like, sits still. Like, this movie is just, like... It's like the movie has to pee and it's doing the pee dance and it's like just waiting, and then finally after 2 hours it can finally pee and go to the bathroom. Like,
now that's not true. Actually, there was one moment where Lois Lane and Clark Quinn's mother sat
Martha.
Down.
Oh, I forgot Martha about that scene.
Sat down for 5 minutes.
How did you forget Martha?
Oh, because I don't remember anything.
How do you remember her name?
Like, all those scenes where like anybody just talked to person A, talked to person B, it was going right in one out, year and out the other. I don't remember anything anybody actually talked about.
Well, it was very sexual. It was very, like, I mean, there's a moment.
Was it?
Oh, it was. The moment when
they make that one joke about her, like, being like, just like, oh yeah, Clark always said you were thirsty. I mean, hungry.
No, or it something. Was just thirsty.
No, she corrects herself to hungry. She was like, or was it hungry? And everyone laughed, like, ha ha ha, because thirsty means.
My favorite line, though, when the really dramatic moment, they bring him back from the dead. You smell good.
Oh, that was
that
weird.
That was an
Axe body spray commercial.
It's just like, well, was the joke supposed to be, is like, well, I expected you to smell like a rotting corpse? Also, how long has it been since the end of Batman v Superman? Because he was pretty preserved.
I know. Like, I mean, he was that.
Rigor mortis didn't seem like it even settled in.
I know. He looked amazing. He still even had his abs. He went to the gym before he was resurrected.
Yeah, I was actually not expecting.
I just see an image of Batman and Aquaman taking a dead Superman to the gym and working him out before.
Yeah, like Weekend at Bernie's, but it's Weekend at Superman's. That actually would be a better movie.
Oh,
if that
God,
was the plot of this movie, then it would be like, yeah, I'd love
my favorite
that.
Scene was Superman beating up the rest of the characters, but they ruined the end of that scene when he just tosses him away. Like when he sees Lois Lane.
So the best part, like everything about the action in this movie was just CGI model running into another CGI model of another character and then just like punching
like
or deflecting or knocking over. So like in the scene when they
there was a lot of pushing and running away.
Like, yeah. So when Superman comes back, which again, spoilers of course, but I was actually not anticipating the Justice League to be the ones to actually bring him back. I thought that he would just kind of come back on his own somehow.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong.
Because that scene in the trailer where like Alfred is just in the middle of nowhere at night and he's looking at some stuff by a car and then he talks to someone saying, oh, they said you'd come. Hopefully it's not too late.
Yeah.
Was that just shot for the trailer? Because I don't know when that.
They couldn't fit into the 2 hour runtime.
But yeah, because this obviously feels like it was supposed to be 2.5 hours.
We had to make time for the 9 hour, but we had to make time for the 9 minute end credit scene.
Yeah.
Now, an interesting concept would have been if the villain came to Earth to resurrect Superman to do his bidding. But that would have been
interesting. That's what a lot of people, I think,
that would have been an interesting concept.
I can't remember.
Instead, we had cubes.
Yeah, it was three cubes.
And when have cubes ever gone wrong in a movie, you know?
Get to the cubes!
Oh my God, the exposition in this movie is all over the place.
Well, you need it because this world building
just
is
like
so
this podcast.
Shitty.
We're not very focused right now.
Well, to your point.
Well, the movie wasn't either, so
yeah,
it's okay.
So, yeah.
Well, to your point, the reason why, you know, they have to keep explaining everything is because the world building in these last four movies have been absolutely non-existent.
Well, the mother boxes kind of act as like how the blue thing, the blue box, the Tesseract in Avengers.
Yeah.
That had like a previous movie where we saw that, so.
And we saw its power.
If you were paying attention, you're like, oh, it's that thing. Okay, I know what that is. Like, but like in a way where you're like, it's just a blue thing.
But even, you know, Chris, Brandon, you did not see Captain America the First Avenger, right?
No.
But you figured out what the Tesseract could do and what its power was without them having to explain it, right?
No, I never figured it out.
Oh, you never did?
Like I never cared enough to figure it out.
Just knew it was a MacGuffin.
But then it's a MacGuffin, yeah. These are all MacGuffins. Yeah.
But ultimately, it's just a portal opener. Like it's just got space powers or whatever, but it's just like they needed it to open up for the armies or something.
Well, I got
to,
that, but I never...
But ultimately...
But it didn't really do that much.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of the same in this movie, but now there are three of them, and all they say is that they're like, well, what are they? And it's like, they're power. And I'm like... Okay, and they're like, well, when you combine them together, it can
do this mega thing that's
something, which is like make it a volcano world.
Yeah. It makes it into...
It can create and destroy.
Because it doesn't even create, like, a porthole that could...
A porthole?
What, like, portal?
You said porthole. Like, the side of a ship.
It doesn't... Well, it doesn't create a portal that would, you know... bring down Darkseid or whatnot. Oh, that was actually mentioned one time.
Yeah, he mentions Darkseid, which is that who's controlling the portals, the beam of light that sucked him up and sucked him back down? Which, by the way, why did he have to kidnap people? Where was the mother box? The third one. That Cyborg is like, I got it, guys.
It was in their apartment.
But didn't a bug thing go to that apartment?
Well, he could. I guess they couldn't find
it? In an apartment. He was able to just figure out where the other two were.
Well, I think maybe... Well, Joe Morton from Terminator 2... Dykeson from Terminator 2?
Oh, yeah, that it was him. Yeah.
Playing almost the same role, pretty much.
Yeah.
He came, he pretty much interrupted the robot just going in the bathroom... looking for it.
The
It looked like a bathroom.
Yeah, that was weird. Like
the parademon.
So they go into the what, Justice League.
The parademon taking a piss.
The Justice League unite for the first time in the sewers of all places. And then they have to rescue the hostages that Steppenwolf has kidnapped because he wants to know where the third mother box is.
Did I miss an Aquaman movie?
Or no, that's next
because
year.
That's next.
Because it was almost like they expected us to know what
like how they did Wonder Woman.
That's almost every DCEU movie.
Yeah, like
is they expect you to know everything about these characters going in because they think you've read the comics.
Which
like Aquaman is in a shack and then he's in the water and then he's saving people and then he's.
I was thinking about it.
Amber Heard is like explaining something.
That seems
something about his mom, and then which doesn't make any sense.
I had no idea what they were talking about. She just starts talking to him like, "Hey, where you been?" or something. And he's like, "I've been doing whatever," and she's like, "I'm your mom, Atlanta or whatever." And Queen Atlanta or something.
Yep.
I don't know what they were talking about. I was like, I guess that's for the movie, but man, that's awkward.
We have to wait another 13 months to see that movie.
I had 4 hours of sleep last night, so I was like, watch this movie, just not remembering anything that was happening. Like, just like, okay,
You were seeing the movie, but you weren't like active in the movie.
Well, I didn't care either, so I was the best of both. It was like, I couldn't remember what was happening. I didn't care what was happening. So it was just, I was watching it for what it was.
Oh, so coming off of Wonder Woman, man, I was like, man, the Amazonians in Wonder Woman are useless. Like, in the movie Wonder Woman, they're useless. And, man, they are useless once again. They're like, they can't, like, an army of them can't even stop Steppenwolf or whatever. And then they're just like, we did the best we could. It's Wonder Woman's job now.
Well, like Wonder Woman said, we can't do it alone. And I guess the Amazonians, they represent, like, they're an alone, they're just their own separate thing.
Yeah, but
she can do it alone.
Well, she did it with her friends.
The prologue that happened in the prologue.
Sure.
The prologue that happened. The prologue that happened in the middle of the movie.
Yeah, that was interesting. Yeah.
Wonder Woman telling Batman, okay, this is what the mother bucks are. Mother boxes, that's the dumbest name.
Almost like if like Kate Blanchett's monologue in Lord of the Rings happened an hour into the movie.
Yeah.
It was so weird. Like, it was change of pace. Yeah.
Well, I leaned over to Kale and said, like, why wasn't this at the beginning of the movie?
Well, the thing is,
because by that time you've already had one of these boxes stolen, and I'm like, I don't know what this thing is. And then you have that stupid chase scene where everyone's like tossing the box to one another and like whipping it up and like shooting it off with an arrow, but then Steppenwolf is just like running everybody over.
That opening scene, not the opening, but the scene with Wonder Woman fighting the bad guys in the bank, dressed in suits, you know.
I had no idea.
Did that have something to do with the main plot? Was that just a thing?
No, like,
it was just a thing.
They just wanted to blow up four blocks or whatever, and they were perfectly fine with dying and just blowing up four
blocks.
They
were reactionary terrorists.
Whatever that means.
Because that was a good fight scene, but then you realize, oh, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
There's nothing, doesn't make, you know, there's
it's,
no...
It's basically Wonder Woman is awesome.
Which is weird, because at the end of the movie, you see the goons again tied up with the lasso, and I'm like, wait, Has it only been like a day? Like, this movie takes place over the course of a day.
Was it
and
the same people?
No, yeah. It wasn't. It
no, it was.
Been.
No, it
oh,
was.
It couldn't
one of
have
the,
been.
It was the same guy. I saw the guy who was up front talking to the policeman with the lasso of truth or whatever while Wonder Woman like said
no.
hi to the kids.
Oh God.
Yeah. If you see them again, that's the same extra dude that remember she lassoed and had pinned up against the wall and he's like, "It's too late, Wonder Woman." That guy was at the end. So
maybe that scene takes place later, like in the story of the
when
movie.
He escapes and does more stuff in Wonder Woman. That's weird. I'm like, Wonder Woman, you let one get away.
Yeah.
Or all of them.
One guy.
You see Avi. Yeah, that guy is like blood and guts against a wall. She like shocked wave the one dude, which, you know, whatever.
Oh, we should mention not a lot of civilians actually do get killed in this movie.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because that was a criticism of the earlier movies that I didn't really care about either way. But they corrected that. But then at the very end, see, fans are always complaining that in the end of these DC movies, there's destruction everywhere. And this one, they're actually looking out at the destruction.
Yeah,
they're actually
was,
looking out like, oh, isn't it beautiful?
The
like,
big hero shot of the movie is after Steppenwolf like dies like Scar from The Lion King. At the end of the movie where his hyenas turn on him or whatever, his bug people turn to eat him as he gets sucked up into space, I guess. And then like the Justice League are looking over at like what is effectively the movie's version of Chernobyl, and it's like it was a messed up town to begin with, but now it's even more messed up with alien crap just scattered everywhere, and like the music's swelling like it's our heroes, and their backs are looking over this destroyed town.
It felt like a middle finger to the fans.
Yeah,
I
will
about
say
that.
Though it was like in a less populated area.
But then they did the weird thing where like they don't even try to like show a vista, like they show the vista of the destruction, but then it's showing that somehow the destruction is like growing alien plant life and it's going to become beautiful.
The girl picked up a flower, like,
but then
was...
we don't get to see like a big vista of that. It's just like, oh, it starts, okay, and then it's gone. Okay.
Well, I'm wondering if this movie's 4 hours, like, in the first cut, because it felt like it was everything was scrunched down to like...
Oh, we should also mention like, this was originally going to be a two-parter.
Okay.
No, I think they... No, I don't think that's what
it
was.
I mean,
I think
it still could... Some of the stuff they had planned for the second movie could still happen. Like, Darkseid was going to be the main villain.
I'm pretty sure, it was just going to be Justice League 2. It was just going to be... Yeah.
Yeah.
They just called it Part 2 for whatever reason.
Well, it's continuing the story of Justice League, of this movie. Or what was supposed to be this movie.
I can't...
What was the worst line dialogue for you guys?
Anything
Flash said.
Because
the dialogue
is
the worst part about this movie.
Anything Flash said.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know. The thirsty line is pretty...
That was... Oh.
Yeah, that was weird. The worst line...
Why would you tell your mother that?
No, the joke is... No, Kale, you don't understand what the joke is. The joke, it's stupid, but the joke was that Lois does not have the drive to be a journalist since Superman died. And Lois is upset at herself because of that. And Martha was reaffirming Lois and saying, you know, Clark was always telling me you were the greatest journalist in the world and that you were always so thirsty. And then pause for audience laughter. And then Martha's like, or was it hungry for information? So she was saying that Clark is like, she was always so hungry for like news stuff, but she misremembered it to thirsty. Is the joke, and we know what that means.
Chris, you're not making it any better.
I know, but that's what the joke was. Oh. I'm not saying it's a good joke. I'm just saying that that's what the joke was.
But still, you just made it worse. Because...
No, I didn't. I made it exactly what it was.
What? Still, like, does Martha cannot know anything?
No, because like, she's a silly, like, old lady.
She's a silly old lady.
I don't know what the kids... I don't know. The kids these days.
And that line was supposed to have sexual overtones to it?
Yeah, because when a woman's thirsty, it means... Oh, come on, really?
I've never heard of that phrase before.
It's...
Never.
Well...
We'll explain it after the file.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
I'll tell you when you're older,
I've really
Brandon.
Never heard of that phrase before.
I'll tell you when you're older.
Yeah. I can take a few guesses to what it means, but I've never...
We'll discuss it in the podcast. I don't want this to become a
I thought this set. Was the podcast.
We'll discuss it after the podcast.
No, we can talk about it on the podcast.
I don't want to talk about this movie.
I'm not going to
talk...
It doesn't matter.
I don't want to be a sex addict.
I'm out. I'm not going to that podcast.
No kids are watching this. Or listening to this.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Speaking of kids,
maybe I have
this,
heard that before. I don't know. I'm trying to
but,
think.
But guys, this was a kids' movie.
Yeah.
This was a kids' movie.
I still am like, there's no kid would. Well, it's kid appropriate.
Was this? I don't even know what the rating on this movie was. Was it PG? How?
Oh, it looked like a PG-13 movie.
No, not really.
There wasn't a drop of blood in the whole movie.
No,
PG-13 movies, people can die.
No, I mean, someone did die in the movie.
People can die in G-rated films. The point is that, like, this felt super, like, PG, but, like, low-end, like...
Oh, I see what you mean,
just... What?
I don't know. I mean...
This movie is just about as interesting as Miltost. I mean, it's just... Like, it feels so neutered in lack of personality. Like, say what you will about Batman v Superman and Suicide Squad, Man of Steel, and hell, even Wonder Woman. They all had personality.
I honestly am...
This movie has zero personality. Sorry, Chris.
No, I wasn't trying to interrupt you. When the movie started and it starts with Superman talking to a kid on his cell phone, I was thinking...
Oh, God, I forgot that happened.
It was the first thing that happened. If there was no Man of Steel, there was no Batman v Superman, there wasn't a Wonder... Like, this was the first movie, and it was exactly how it is, it would have been fine. It would have been fine. No, it would have been fine because you're like, oh, it's just... They just want to do a Justice League movie, and you're just opening it up in, like, in the middle of some narrative. Like, whatever. Who cares? You know, it's like, oh, well, Superman died saving the world from somebody, and, like, there is no connections to anything, then I probably would have enjoyed it more, because the entire time I'm watching this movie, and, like, Superman's, like, about to destroy Batman's, like, neck and just crush it into a million pieces, and he retorts to Batman, "Do you bleed?" or whatever.
You know what? That is the best line in the movie.
Well, yeah,
the worst line in the movie is when the Flash... sees the bad guys and he says, "I don't like bugs." I'm scared of bugs.
Well, I'll get to Flash in
a
second.
Well, first of all, parademons do not look like bugs.
I'm not done. But it's like everyone's... No, see, us budding together...
They look like...
No, guys, just one second. All of us, like, budding into each other and trying to bring up different points is exactly how it feels to watch this movie.
Yeah.
Every member of the Justice League is, like, shoving the other off camera because they want to do something next. Well, they're like, look at me. Like, look at Aquaman.
Well,
I said
only
a funny.
2 hours.
Yeah.
When you only have 2 hours to tell your story and you have to devote 9 minutes of it to end credits, you only got an hour and 51 minutes.
No, I went with low expectations, and it went...
It still sucked.
It still sucked, yeah. Exactly, that's the problem. Like, I went low expectations with Power Rangers, and I actually enjoyed that because of low expectations. I enjoyed what it was. This is just bad. I mean, this... At least Power Rangers had something. It had, like... A lot of movies that I don't like have something to...
I mean,
like,
this is like eating iceberg lettuce.
I think, yeah, I want to bring up so many points about this movie, but I honestly just... I don't care. Like, it doesn't matter, you know?
I don't care either. Couldn't this movie have been 2.5 hours and everything had more time to grow and develop?
The ride at Six Flags has more of a story than this.
I mean, yeah.
Like, Six Flags Atlanta.
I want to watch one of the, like the animated Justice League TV series or any of the animated, the better Justice League movies. That's better Justice League.
Are better, in my opinion. The one that's, like, supposed to take place within the same universe as Superman and Batman.
Yeah.
Those are better.
Those are better. This movie... It's funny when you have... One of your previous movies is a 3-hour-long R-rated, like, depression fest. And then this is, well, a kid's movie. It's super jarring.
Was the Batman v Superman director's cut rated R?
Yeah. It was rated R.
They added more blood squibs.
There was other, like, scenes, like, showing, like, prison violence
and you see Ben Affleck's ass.
Yeah, and you see his bum.
Well, that doesn't earn you an R rating.
No, it's still, like, it's a weird R, but it's still got that tone.
Like, it's not Watchmen R, is it? Like a hard R?
I
mean, it's
pretty
close.
Can I just express how the most jarring moment in the movie... from the previous films is that when after seeing 3 hours of Ben Affleck frown and, like, just shake his fist at the idea of Superman
he's literally a statue.
In the previous film, that we get to hear, and when Superman bursts in and is like, stop there, Steppenwolf. I'm going to save the day. And Bruce looks up and goes, oh, and like smiles and his eyes light up and he's like, Superman's here. I'm like, are you kidding me? Batman, you wanted to kill this guy like a month ago.
Yeah, like a movie ago.
I don't, like, the movie is under this weird delusion that the world liked and or cared about Superman, which neither Man of Steel or Batman v Superman ever showed us. Batman v Superman has the whole subplot with the congresswoman, or the senator, I forget, but who's like, Superman has to answer for his crimes, and we have to know what he's about. Yeah, whatever.
Because the Africa scene, it wasn't the Metropolis scene, the Metropolis being destroyed.
I think it was all of Africa. It, really, but either, it doesn't matter. Like,
okay, yeah.
It's like, and then like Superman like is like all smart. Like, the Superman we got in this movie is the Superman I always wanted in these films, finally. But now I don't care because it's.
Well, they botched his whole arc. Like, his whole arc was to learn how to appreciate, you know, care for humanity.
He felt kind of bland in this movie, though.
Like, well, he's only in here for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, but I mean, the whole thing felt kind of bland.
No, we're still good.
Okay,
I just got to text.
You can edit this out.
Yeah. What were you saying, Brandon? I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, like, I didn't mind him. I didn't mind Henry Cavill in the last two movies, but in this one he felt really bland. Like he didn't want to be there. I guess he probably didn't want to be there. The actors probably didn't want to be in this movie when they were filming it. But, the thing is, I liked Man of Steel, and I liked some of Zack Snyder's other movies, but. His style was fine. I can take it or leave it, but yeah, this one and the last one he made it. I mean, these are pretty bad.
Snyder didn't even get
to finish this movie.
Yeah,
that's why I heard it had Joss Whedon finishing
and
it. So.
Mm-hmm. And what's weird is that not only do they still credit Zack Snyder at the end of this movie, it's kind of
it should be directed by Warner Brothers. Pictures.
It's directed by just a board of executives. It doesn't feel like a Zack Snyder movie, and I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, because. While I don't want the movies to keep the same tone as Batman v Superman, but it's such a weird path, and my head hurts.
So
Thor's gonna make more money, I'm gonna guess.
Oh God, yeah.
Is Justice League gonna be six? I don't know. Like, it's hard. Maybe.
I don't know anymore.
No. Who knows? Geostorm made more money than Blade Runner. You know.
What?
Oh, yeah.
No, it didn't. Yeah.
Then, okay.
No.
Well, Blade Runner didn't make very much money at all, though.
I mean, it still made. I think Geostorm is store.
Yeah, but Blade Runner is not supposed to be a box office success. Blade Runner is.
Well, it should be, though, because it's a pretty good movie.
Well, no, it should. No, yeah, but it shouldn't get a bunch of money because then we would have Blade Runner movies every other year.
Yeah.
So.
That's not a bad thing if you've seen the movie.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, it can. It would be good.
Lose.
Kale, you would.
You didn't see it. It's a pretty good movie.
I haven't seen it yet. The point I'm saying is that, like, you would get watered down Blade Runners every other year that are, like, not good because the studio wants to milk the machine. So I'm glad it wasn't a success.
Actually, more money than I thought it made. Okay.
Well. Do we have any more to say for Justice League? Because all I can say is it's about the equivalent of eating iceberg lettuce.
Iceberg lettuce?
Well, it's just empty calories.
Well, even then, it's like, you know.
Because the action's not that. I don't think the action in this movie's not good at all.
Yeah.
The CGI at times varies from okay to.
It looks like a video game. Yeah.
Yeah, to video game.
Cyborg looked better than he did in the trailers, but even then, I was like.
Yeah. And Aquaman, I thought, would have more personality, but again, he's just there.
Well, he keeps calling everybody else weirdos, but he's the only weirdo out of everybody because he's just this sore thumb.
He lives
thumb.
In the fucking water.
He's just a sore thumb sticking out, being like,
Hey, everybody, we're all gonna die.
Like, of everybody, like, Wonder Woman did her thing and used her stuff. Batman did his stuff and used his thing. Superman and Flash, ditto. Cyborg as well. He did cyborg-related things. Aquaman does a thing with water at some point.
The Flash does his thing, which is to
actually
move
around. No, I take it back. Flash sucks at being the Flash in this movie.
Oh,
like going
God.
Back to what Brandon said earlier with the like, there's a scene where like Flash looks into a room, sees a bunch of like tall humanoid insects, and just kind of backs up and is like, "Oh, gross! I hate bugs." And Batman's like, "Shut up, you idiot! Just do it." And then I'm just sitting here like, you can run at the speed yeah. of light. It doesn't matter what it is. You can like take its gun, stab it through their own face, trip over a wall and fall and have Batman catch you. How does he keep tripping? Like, there's the scene where, like, the wall of water in the sewer is, like, coming after Batman and everybody, and Batman has to pick up a limping, wounded Flash, and I'm like, oh, come on.
Yeah, I figured the Flash would save them.
Flash's only weakness, tripping.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's a line for the Honest Trailers. That's a joke for them.
Oh, hey, we gave you a joke, Honest Trailers.
Yeah. Boy, Red Letter Media, Honest Trailers, and... they're all gonna have a heyday with us.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, yeah.
It's.
But really, though, I mean, they're still gonna have to watch a very lame 2-hour trailer of this movie.
Because it's just funny, people went all crazy over Man of Steel and Suicide Squad, with two movies that I liked Man of Steel, I thought Suicide Squad was okay, kind of forgettable. This is worse than both of them, though. This is much more just dull, boring, forgettable. Nothing. Not a good action scene in the whole movie. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Like,
I'll say it again. I told you guys, but... this is... Justice League, I feel, is the worst of the movies that have come out so far.
Superhero movies, you mean?
Well, no, I mean of the... not the worst superhero movie, but...
The
like, DCEU. The worst, like, oh, of yeah. of this continuity of films. Of there are five now?
Yeah.
With this... it's. I think it's the worst of the five.
Yeah.
Next to... Suicide Squad.
Yeah, I would say so. Well, not the next Suicide Squad, but yeah, I would say so. It's the worst one. With Batman v Superman.
Well, it's bad. Well, it's the worst because it has no flavor. It has yeah. nothing to offer.
Or, you know, I think the worst
part... it's like
part...
plain yogurt. That's a better analogy.
You mean Greek yogurt? Because even plain yogurt's better than Greek.
And, well, it's, who cares? It's a dull movie. Forget analogies. That's what people understand. They understand that it's a dull movie. Like, I remember when the movie ended at our theater, some people clapped, but, like, the theater was, like, kind of silent. Like, yeah. no one really wanted to join in
I
on it.
I felt jaded.
Yeah.
I felt jaded by boredom.
Well, it's like, it ends with the shot of, like, Superman tears open his chest. I mean, he tears open... that would be weird. He tears open his shirt. And,
then it would actually be interesting.
You know, the iconic thing where he, like,
and she's
shut
in mid-sentence.
Yeah.
She doesn't finish her set, like...
Oh, I don't even... Oh, the movie's I just... So... No, like, I don't remember anything anyone said in this movie, so I didn't even... Does she talk at the end, Lois?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, her whole monologue.
Oh, I don't even...
God-awful monologue at the end.
Yeah. Heroes are heroes, online. I guess. I don't they care. Put
she goes back to writing. She's like, in darkness. You know.
Darkness is yeah. whatever, and...
I do appreciate that most of the action scenes in... Like, well, most of the movie was in daylight, I guess,
yeah.
was a good thing.
Most of
it. Yeah.
But, and, or whatever you call the redness, the red clouds.
Did anybody notice when Aquaman was fighting bad guys at the end, he kept going, Yahoo! Just
yeah,
like,
he was going, yeah, yeah!
Yeah, like a cowboy.
It was like watching, it was like when I played Mario Odyssey, like, just come on.
Oh, was that good?
Oh, it's super good. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's good.
First, pretty good.
Yeah, it's real good.
I don't know anymore. I don't even care about seeing Aquaman. And I was looking forward to that movie before seeing this movie. Like, I just don't
oh, yeah.
care.
I, like, if this movie was trying to be like, hey, Aquaman, and I'd be like, I don't care.
Who are you?
Aquaman's just a weirdo who keeps calling other people weirdos.
Who has this weird, like, why do the Atlanteans live underwater if they can't even talk underwater?
Oh, God. I just thought about that. The underwater stuff, remember how, like, awkward the scene of Aquaman is in Batman v Superman? You know, like, everything that any, like, the floatiness, how everything was underwater in the scene of Atlantis. If that's the whole movie, I'm gonna like throw up because it's just like, I can't stand looking at that imagery of everyone just awkwardly floating. Like Amber Heard, like it looked like she was like doing the like
you should see the
I can't physically do this,
can
but
you
like
describe the motion you're making.
The like she's doing like the weird like I'm into the music party clapping is the best way I can describe it. And I'm just like, it looks so
when Superman asked Batman, "Do you bleed?" I looked over at you, and it looked like you had a seizure. Like you were just like,
"Oh my god!" I had a seizure multiple times, god. Like watching this movie, because yeah. I just was like,
God. So I don't have.
Why what's, does the best, Batman, what's the best part of it?
Because why I, is I can't think why does Bat? There is no good part.
Probably the part where Superman's fighting them.
Oh yeah, the that scene was, where Superman
actually,
fights everybody.
I like Superman. I actually had
a smile on my face. Actually, I realize now I had a smile on my face because like Superman's like standing there and everyone's like holding on to him, which was kind of awkward looking. But Flash is like zooming in slow mo, like going super fast, being like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna get him."
Good.
And yeah. Then Superman like is moving at the same speed as him, and like his eyes and head start following him. It just keeps cutting back to Flash being like, "Oh, like oh no,
oh, you can move fast too."
Yeah.
And it seems to me, too, that, like, these movies depend on MacGuffins for all their plots.
Well, but it's a good way to move things along.
Well, it's not really
good. It's a good way to have a goal.
It's not always a good way. It can be good, but sometimes it can be bad. But now they're getting to where they have MacGuffins with multiple purposes. Like, in this one, the cubes come together and creates his army or something. But it also brings Superman back to life. Apparently, like,
I think its whole thing
like,
is that it can.
It brought Cyborg back to life too, if you remember.
Yeah.
It can do anything.
Yeah, but it also gave him parts. Like, he became a robot. No, I'm remembering the scene they showed in Batman v Superman.
Oh, they retconned that.
They did?
Yeah, because as you remember.
Because he keeps talking about his, like, his components he's, like, trying to control. Like, I thought. And he was like, he's developing new technology as he's just standing around. Like, he has boosters and stuff.
I didn't see his leg come back on. I was.
Oh, you. Batman oh, screwed it back
he,
on.
He I didn't it, see
yeah.
that.
Yeah, apparently Batman can just off his leg got ripped off by Steppenwolf, but Batman just like just
well,
clicked it back in place.
Well, he almost got like Jazz from Transformers, just almost ripped it.
When
half.
He holds him up in the air, Steppenwolf holds Cyborg in the air. I thought he was gonna get torn at the waist.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I was like gonna be like, oh, and then he gets his leg torn off. I'm like, oh, that's PG.
I know.
Steppenwolf
like,
was so lame. Like, it's like, remember how, like, he was like the Loki of this movie, but, like, just in that he's just the one dude who's, like, brings the army, right? Yeah. Through a portal or something.
Now, I hope that when Superman was fighting him, they would play Born to Be Wild. I was really disappointed by that. Because Steppenwolf, the band, you know. Yeah, I kept thinking the band would have said Steppenwolf.
When Batman's driving in the car and like Alfred makes his is like, oh, you're going to play your favorite tunes? I thought Batman was actually legit going to start playing music. But then I forgot he was playing the signal that he found out it tracks the bugs.
What an annoying thing.
Which, man, that the whole like they feed on fear thing like the
end
was like underused? Like, they do it at the beginning, which, by the way, that scene at the beginning when Batman's, like, just finds a criminal to scare so that a bug will be attracted by it or something.
Oh, was that his intention?
Yeah. He was trying to scare him because he realized that the bugs, like, followed fear or something.
Well, I was confused about what his idea was there because at the end
Batman
of it...
Batman has the worst idea. Like, this version of Batman has all the bad ideas.
Because at the end of it, the criminal's, like, asking him questions, like, what's going on? And it's weren't you the bad guy?
Yeah.
Like, oh, God.
Like, that's what I wanted to bring up was that moment when, like, the criminal comes back around, like, like, he's just been beat up by Batman. He's like, Batman, what was that? And Batman's like, I don't know. And he's just like, man, you think these aliens are coming because Superman? Instead, I'm like, who is this dude? Like, how did he figure that out?
Well, I figured that the bug was working with him, and when I found out that he wasn't, I'm like, so what just happened? Like, what
no,
was
just some random like, criminal, like, Batman just spooked, because then the spooked dude
would be bait.
Attracted the spooked dude just attracted the bug thing.
Which doesn't make any sense at all. Like, why would that attract?
Because bugs like fear?
They liked fear.
But when was that
I don't
ever
know.
Explained?
Like at the beginning, I guess.
So are they like the Ursa from After Earth? The Ursa that only they can only see through the scent of fear. How the fuck does an Ursa get around anywhere? Like, do they have to have a bunch of people?
We're not talking about After Earth.
Never mind.
We're not talking about After Earth. We're talking about Justice League.
Okay, I got a question. What's better, After Earth or Justice League?
I haven't seen After Earth.
Justice League, I guess.
Although I watched the first half an hour. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't like...
You only watched the first half...
Half hour.
Okay, yeah. I was about to say...
I didn't finish it. But it didn't look awful, though. I think people probably overreacted about that movie. I have never...
It's pretty bad.
Is it as bad as The Happening? Because that's really bad.
At least The Happening is funny bad.
But that's what makes it so bad. Yeah, okay. Well, that's good.
So, going back to Justice League, is there anything...
Justice League is like the dude, trying to make it up to everybody, you know, like, hey, like, no, like, oh, well, I'll do this, you know, does that make it better? What about if I did this? Would that make you happy? Like, just trying to, like, make up for the past mistakes of the other movies.
It's, like dependent on people's needs to be better, feel good. But really, it ends up not serving anyone anything.
A week or two ago, I made the point that the Thor movie, I really like the Planet Goldblum, but not Planet Blanchett, you know? I liked one half, but not the other half. This movie's like the Cate Blanchett half, where, except there's cubes. Like, it'd be like if she used cubes to bring back the army. Like that, her army or something. Yeah. It's just boring. It's just not, like, yeah.
So... Is there anything else to say? Because I really I don't care about this movie. Like, I have no desire to see it again, and I have no desire...
It's just forgettable. I was just thinking, like, people right now are going to be driving home and going to sleep tonight, and they'll wake up the next morning without any memory of this movie.
It reminded me of The Mummy from this year. Did you ever see The Mummy?
Oh, yeah. It's the same way. That was forgettable. You can feel that they're trying to manufacture.
At least that movie had personality.
It did have personality.
You know what it is? You know how, like, when scientists in a factory are trying to reverse engineer the taste of chocolate, and so you have, like, the taste of artificial chocolate in a powder or something, and you're like, it tastes like chocolate, but it's not, like, pure cocoa. Chocolate. Like, you know, you bite into some pure cocoa, and you're like, this is the real genuine stuff. This
like
is artificial.
Coke?
Yeah, this is just like artificially made.
Like
fun.
Like Pepsi. Oh, sorry.
Like they started with the toys and the advertising and the posters, and they just went from there and reversed it where it was like. That is how a studio would make a film.
It was a reverse engineered film.
Yeah.
The first film made by an AI or something, I guess. I don't know.
I'm thinking now because last year they did a set tour for the movie and. One of the producers said...
For Justice League? Wouldn't that just be a bunch of green screens?
Yeah.
Yeah, well...
There weren't any good sets in the
movie. One of the producers that was on the movie, they said that people didn't like movies that have, you know, personality and life and feeling. And I'm kind of paraphrasing here. They don't want movies with, you know, themes and attitude and
Wait, who said this?
One of the producers of Justice League.
People don't want that?
In response to people not liking Batman v Superman. Because I think they were still thinking that Batman v Superman had something to say.
Oh, okay.
And they were like, for this movie, we're just going to make total entertainment. Just total... We're just making
not
a fun...
How
so it's just them
is?
Being really cynical?
What?
It's just them being really cynical then? Like...
I think it was just genuine. I don't think it was just cynical. It's just like they were trying to be like, and this movie's going to be just fun all the way through.
They just copied the Marvel playbook.
But they didn't do it, but at least the Marvel movies,
it's
even at their worst.
It's imitation chocolate, Kale, I said it. It's imitation Marvel.
But even then, like, at least Marvel, at their worst, still has a personality.
At their worst, it's been worse than this. Iron Man 2 was worse. I mean, that was... Incredible Hulk was worse than this.
Let me ask another question. What was better, Fantastic Four, the new one, or Justice League?
Fantastic Four, because that had memorable moments. It's all about, for me, if the movie has memorable scenes, like memorable moments that I can like think of afterward, then that's...
I think
has
you're
something
right.
At least. I mean,
I think you're right because I still remember the scene where Doctor Doom,
yeah.
Doctor Doom just blows up people's heads.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you never saw that movie.
No, I did. I don't remember anything about it. Oh. So...
That was the only good moment in the whole movie.
Both? Can I say both? Or neither?
Like, it's a tie?
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, there's been worse superhero movies than this. It's not the worst one, but...
So, the after credits scene was about Lex Luthor breaking out of Arkham somehow and getting Deathstroke and saying, hey, let's make our anti-justice
basically
league.
The most comic book thing in this whole movie.
Yeah. Like, we should start a league of our own. And I'm like, oh, good. That's not going to happen. Because DC, after this movie comes out, DC's going to jump ship on this whole connected anything.
I was talking...
Unless this movie makes, like, $2 billion worldwide, they are not going to make
Justice League. Oh, fuck me if that movie makes $2 billion. I mean, I will literally go berserko if that movie makes $2 billion. Because I don't know how any... I don't know how anyone...
Oh, I forgot. There was a Green Lantern in this movie.
Oh, yeah, the Green Lantern. They show up for... And it's not specifically
and
the
I
Green
think,
Lantern.
And I think Hercules? Or is that Marvel?
Green Lantern showed up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the Green Lanterns.
Some guy used lightning at some point.
You see the
shirt on.
Green in the movie? Like, when they're fighting Steppenwolf in that exposition scene, there's... Yeah.
Zam? No.
Oh, I don't know.
Green Lantern, like, it's like, it even, like, Wonder Woman was saying, like, long ago, the last alliance of men and elves, I mean, long
Lanterns.
Ago, the last alliance of men...
Lanterns.
Oh my god, it was like the Battle of Five Armies almost. It was like men.
At least the Battle Atlanteans, of the Five Armies looked good.
It was men, Atlanteans, the Amazonians, and even people from other planets joined up on Earth to stop Steppenwolf from doing a thing.
I want
to
see that movie.
Well, what's amazing to me is that, like, Steppenwolf needed a whole army to stop him before, but this time it only took five assholes.
The part when they were moving the key with the rope.
Six assholes.
The rope, yeah. And the arrow, they were kind of moving it. That was kind of cool. For like 10 seconds, and then it was
over. Well, that was a stupid scene. But the,
yeah, because...
No, the concept
of
them pulling
scene,
the...
It is.
The,
but
yeah,
the scene, it is, but you but realize, scene, basically, Steppenwolf, he's just like catching up to them like...
Yeah.
Like, jumping, like he's just dumb. Walking up while they're trying to run.
The, what was it? But that scene of the Wonder Woman's flashback of, like, everyone joining and taking down Steppenwolf or whatever, there's a single Green Lantern that doesn't look like a humanoid Green Lantern. It looks like an alien Green Lantern, I think.
Yeah, because the Green Lantern Corps, they're pretty much all over the galaxy. Because
the whole point of the first human Green Lantern is, like, well, was that the Ryan Reynolds, right?
I know.
Anyway, the point is that a Green Lantern happens and the ring just shoots off to parts unknown. And then there's also the weird shirtless dude, and he had lightning powers. And I'm like, I don't even know who that is.
That might be
I don't
Shazam,
even know.
Now that you said it, because even I was
but
like,
I thought
what's
Shazam
going on?
Was like a kid that turned into a guy.
Yeah, it is.
It might be. I don't remember.
I don't know. That's
I don't even know who that is.
I don't even know why they're doing a Shazam movie.
I thought that was super weird.
Is it
weird.
Dwayne Johnson that?
No. Well, Dwayne Johnson's Black Adam, who is like Shazam's archenemy, apparently.
Okay, but he's going to be in the Shazam movie.
I don't even think he's in the Shazam movie.
Oh, he is. Isn't he?
Maybe.
Because it's coming out the same year as Captain Marvel, right?
Oh, I don't
know.
Well,
next
know.
Year. Or 2019.
You got me. I don't know what the next DC movie is. Aquaman?
Yeah, that's it. In December 2018.
And then what?
Really? We got a full year?
Yeah, we got 13 months.
Oh, thank goodness.
Whew. Well, and then what? Because they kind of, they've run out of movies. I mean, like, what?
Well, Shazam's...
Well, Deathstroke showed up, and I know he's showing up in the new Batman movies, so I guess a new Batman movie. Man, well, Superman's not even going to get his own movie for, like, ever, because we don't even know if they want to do another Superman movie, which is super bizarre, because Superman exists in the world, like, without... Wait a minute. Oh, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Well,
who cares? I won't go home.
Well, Shazam's like the next movie to start filming because Aquaman's already done filming. Like, they're already in editing.
Isn't Wonder Woman coming out in 2019?
Yeah, Wonder Woman 2, November 2019.
And that one's set in the Cold War?
They skipped World War II?
Probably. Yeah.
She slept through that.
But yeah, but the thing is
she went back to her home for a little bit.
We're getting another flashback of Wonder Woman. Before Justice League and Batman v Superman.
Well, we still have so much... Well, we have this whole gap of years.
Mm. There's no logical progression of character development for Wonder Woman.
Well, we still got to figure out why in the world she would...
When
know,
they say Cold War, what do they mean, though? Because it's
in
a
the
long 80,
the 70s, like the 80s. Yeah. It's going to be set in the 80s is what it means.
Okay.
Like oh, Atomic yeah, Blonde. Because we need...
So Atomic Blonde, basically. That's
probably.
Gonna be...
So, yeah, because we need another thing to be 80s.
I guess it'll be a spy thriller, which would be kind of fun, but yeah.
I can see that. Yeah.
You're not giving any Wonder Woman real, like, a through line of, like, character. Like, as we see her, then we go back, and then we go forward, and then we're going back again, and it's kind of, like, all over the place with
there
the
and back again.
That is, what? Shut up.
It's one of the Hobbit.
No, and shut up. That's stupid. Yeah, This movie was stupid. I'm stupid. We're stupid. Everybody's stupid.
Why did we think they could do better?
Oh, I didn't think they could do better. Bum, bum, butter, bum, bum.
Oh, they had the race, which has always been a... Between the Flash and Superman.
Scene.
Which has always been a big thing between nerds, but really, it doesn't
That's
feel earned.
Thing between nerds?
Yeah, because
That's
it's
sad.
Always...
That they've been debating whether or not who'd win in a race.
Yeah.
That's
honestly,
sad.
It's probably a tie. I don't care. Wait, Flash can move so fast he can go back in time. That default makes him the winner.
Well, Superman can also
Superman
do that.
Do that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he can.
Yeah, because the movie from 78, the movie everybody loves. Remember that scene?
It's better than all the other Superman movies.
No,
I can't believe Superman Returns they used the music cue from the original Superman in this movie.
Superman Returns. Man of Steel's
Where was it? I don't remember
when
anymore.
He shows up to punch Steppenwolf in the dick. It's like he shows up, which, by the way, was such a lame final fight. Like, Steppenwolf is such a pussy. Like, he just gets beat around, and it's just like they break his axe, and he's like, no, not my axe. Which, by the way, he did the stupid villain thing, and I hate when villains do this, but when he catches the missile that Batman shot at him or whatever, he looks at it and he's like, oh, how primitive. And I'm like, a missile is primitive, but an axe isn't. Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. So, can we wrap this up? Because I don't have anything else to say. All I can say is
I could talk about this movie forever, but I don't want to.
Yeah, I think we're already at... Let's see. We're almost at an hour. Yeah, we're 50 minutes, so...
I want to go home.
I don't have much to say. I mean, that's...
I'm sorry. That's all I have to say. I'm so sorry, everybody. I'm like the girl from the Blair Witch.
I want to personally apologize to the citizens of the world that we've gotten to this point in cinema.
Not cinema, though. It's blockbuster cinema.
I know.
Well...
We had Logan this year. I mean, come on. That's...
You know, I was talking to Patrick from Real From Chatter today, and we were talking about how, like, Han Solo has pretty much been reshot by Ron Howard.
Oh, can we please stop talking about Han Solo?
But I promise I have a point.
Wait until it comes out and see it and see how good it is.
I'm glad that movie's been completely reshot now, because if anything... Because if we get, like, this Frankenstein movie that's done by a studio from Solo... I'd rather take a movie that's just completely a Ron Howard Western heist than a mix between Phil Lord and Christopher Miller's whatever they were going to do, and then...
They never should have picked them in the first place. That's the first mistake. And then they fired them when they realized they were making a comedy, which it shouldn't have been a comedy. And then they shouldn't have hired Ron Howard, but they did, and he can make a...
Well, he's just going to make a Western.
He can make good movies. Has he made a Western before?
He's made a couple. Far From Heaven and The Missing.
Okay. I've heard of The Missing. My favorite's Ross Nixon by him. That was pretty good.
He's done synced. Yeah. Chris, I think... Oh, God, Chris died. He killed himself. Oh, God. What do we do, Brandon? We gotta go to... Oh, God, we're still recording.
Please, okay.
Anyway.
I think I was right. Remember I said that these DC movies were, like, represented the five stages of grief or something? I think I was right.
It was acceptance.
Cause Justice League is acceptance, and I guess that makes sense.
It doesn't.
But Wonder Woman was good, though.
I know, but that would mean Wonder Woman would be depression, and that doesn't really work.
Yeah.
But this one kind of fits, like, acceptance in that I have to accept that this is just what movies are now.
I think they were originally going to do it, but then they realized, this was a terrible idea. We got to get rid of it.
Now, what's better, this or Geostorm?
I actually like Geostorm.
I enjoyed seeing Geostorm more than this.
Geostorm is funny.
Yeah, it is funny, yeah. I enjoyed my time in the theater more than
this movie so many forced jokes.
Yeah.
Still, gee, You always said you were thirsty.
Well, you know, the funny thing is the Geostorm in movies like Batman v Superman is it's funnier because at least they try to do something weird and, like, stupid. Like, when Lex Luthor gives him a Jolly Rancher. Like, okay, that was stupid, but at least he tried to do something weird and confused. Like,
I don't know what he was... I don't know what Snyder or the screenwriter was aiming for that kind of scene, but yeah, at least you have something like
that. Yeah, it's like Jolly Rancher.
I'm sure it was something sexual.
Haven't seen that in the movie before, then okay. Yeah. Yeah.
This movie was just people standing in rooms talking to each other.
Like the Star Wars prequels.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
it was just people just talking to each other, saying, like, technobabble or
before the time. At least Lucas's dialogue was more interesting.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
I don't know. I think it is more interesting.
What?
They're both very uninteresting.
The dialogue in Lucas's movie, or Lucas's prequels, is more interesting than this. Because even I was sitting here like, just get on with it.
Well, that was at least those were steeped. The prequels were still steeped in a universe I actually like. So
yeah.
Hey, you know, actually, the Flash is Jar Jar Binks. You can, he is the same kind of character where you just there for comic relief and it's just annoying, like just for the kids. Humor that the kids can understand, you know.
Like, this is how useless Steppenwolf was. I just thought about this. Like, the characters are constantly moving between point A and point B of like going out and helping civilians, like, get rescued, and then coming back and punching Steppenwolf a couple times, then going back out and, like, doing some stuff. And Steppenwolf is just, like, getting up each time only to get knocked back down. I feel bad for the guy, honestly.
You wanted him to destroy that part of Russia that was almost completely abandoned except for, like, a few people?
Okay, guys, can we be done? I'm done.
Okay. All right.
Super done.
So that.
So done.
That's the end of the Youth Critic Podcast for Justice League for now.
And that is the end of this franchise, hopefully.
Oh, it won't be.
I know.
It won't be. If they can't kill the Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter, they won't kill this. But they weirdly killed the Mummy, you know, right? They killed they killed the Universal Dark Monster Universe.
Well, yeah, because they didn't make enough money, right?
Yeah, they killed that, but they couldn't. They can't kill this or well,
it'll make too much money. That's the It's the reason why the Transformers can't end because it just makes so much money in China.
You know what? I'm actually kind of looking forward to Bumblebee. That sounds actually kind of cool.
It's not going to be cool. Stupid. I saw the first one, the fourth one, and I. Apparently didn't miss much from what I've heard, but God, it's terrible. They're terrible movies.
All right, so that is it for Justice League. Thanks, everyone, for listening. You can find me on Twitter at MovieKale. You can also find this podcast at The Youth Critic, and you can also follow the channel that distributes this podcast at KHD Network. Thanks, everyone. We will be back with you we'll be back with you very soon with some more podcasts. Thanks, everybody. Mm-hmm.